Random House Audio presents A Blink of the Screen, Collected Shorter Fiction by Terry Pratchett. Read for you by Michael Fenton Stevens and Stephen Briggs.
My thanks to my old friend and agent Colin Smythe, who spent a lot of time sifting through a lot of dusty old newspapers to find my tracks. Amazingly, he really likes doing this kind of thing. Forward by A.S. Byatt. I remember buying my first Pratchett, it was Men-at-Arms, in a bookshop in Sloane Square. I badly needed to be psychologically elsewhere, and the bright heap of Discworld novels looked like a possible retreat. I turned them over. At first glance, Josh Kirby's covers with pink and bosomy cartoon women, as well as energetic dragons, did not seem to be my kind of thing. I think what persuaded me was the word Ankh-Morpork. Anyone who could think that up was a real writer. And a Discworld had been part of my childhood. There was an illustration in the book of Norse myths I had of an Indian myth of a world balanced on four elephants on a giant turtle surrounded by a snake. I took the book home, read it without stopping, and was hooked. I bought all the books and read them in order. Every summer, whilst thinking out my writing, I read them again. There is always a joke I hadn't quite got. There is always the quite extraordinary narrative pull of a great storyteller. Later I came to appreciate Josh Kirby's art, too. His creatures have a gleeful, wild energy and intricacy, both brash and sophisticated, which is exactly right for these tales. Terry Pratchett says his readers are people who work with computers. But my literary friend...